The devotional content of the following Mighty Man's Meditorial is provided by Dale and Juanita Ryan and the National Association for Christian Recovery. Copyright 2017, all rights reserved. For a free download of any of our shows, visit us at take12radio.com and click on Follow Me on Podomatic.
Well, greetings, everyone. It's the Monty Man here with this week's Monty Man's Meditorial. This one's entitled, God Comforts Me. Well, in Isaiah 41:10, it reads, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Well, many of us, well, we struggle with fear. It's a very uncomfortable emotion. We'd be happy to be rid of it. It causes our hearts to race, our focus of attention to narrow, and terrible possibilities to enter our minds. We wish we could banish fear from our hearts by sheer willpower. We wish we could simply stop feeling afraid. But unfortunately, fear is not dismissed so easily. There is something about texts such as this one that leave us very uncomfortable. The words, "do not fear," seem like a simple command. I mean, God says, "do not fear." Looks like a simple imperative. Our job is simply to obey, right? But we cannot seem to obey. No matter how hard we try not to be afraid, we can't seem to make our fears go away. Well, the key to understanding scripture of this kind is to see that when God says, "do not fear," it is not a simple command from an authority figure. The words "do not fear" are spoken as words of comfort. They are followed by a specific promise of God's presence with us. A loving parent speaks to a child who awakens from a nightmare with the words such as, "don't be afraid, I'm here with you. You are safe." This is not a rejection of the child's fears. It's not an instruction to do the impossible. It is rather a promise of protection. If a parent says only, "don't be afraid," then the child learns that the parent doesn't understand and the child feels unprotected. But if the parent says, "don't be afraid, I am here with you," the child's needs are validated and the child is comforted by the parent's protection. Well, God comforts us in the way a loving parent comforts a frightened child. God says to us, "I know that you're afraid, and I want you to know that I'm here with you. I will not leave you. I will give you strength. I will give you help. I will hold you by the hand to that you will not fall." That is comforting to me. Well, here's my prayer. You know, God, how often I am afraid, and you know the soil in which these fears have grown, and you know how I have struggled to be free from fear. Help me to draw courage today from your presence. Be with me. Give me strength. Help me. Uphold me with your hand. Still my fears. God of all comfort, still my fears with your powerful love. Amen. Well, we've all heard or read the poem, Footprints in the Sand, right? Where God carries the author. Well, here's our closing song for this week by our friend Jerry Vandiver. It's entitled, "Carry Me."
Carry me across the river. Carry me heart and soul. Carry me to your mansion.
when it comes my time to meet my maker, when I finally hear those heavenly bells, I'm leaving all behind to the undertaker. So Lord, I'm gonna need just a little of your help.
Carry me across the river, carry me heart and soul, carry me to your mansion. Oh, carry me home.
Now the way we came in is the way we exit. It's an undeniable cut and stone story. So please don't let me stray in the wrong direction while I'm standing there in all my glory.
Carry me across the river, carry me heart and soul, carry me to your mansion. Oh, carry me home.
Now when I'm standing,
oh, carry me.
When I'm walking,
oh, carry me.
When I'm singing,
oh, carry me.
When I'm talking,
oh, carry me.
When I'm knocking,
oh, carry me.
When I'm waiting,
oh, carry me.
When I'm kneeling,
oh, carry me.
And when I'm praying,
oh, carry me.
When I'm watching,
oh, carry me.
From the shore,
oh, carry me.
Won't you take,
oh, carry me.
To your door,
oh, carry me.
And carry me
across the river, carry me heart and soul, carry me to your mansion. Oh, carry me home.
I just love that sound. Mr. Jerry Vandiver with his song, Carry Me. All right. To check out our feature broadcast for the week, visit us at take12radio.com and click on the Listen Now button. You can also listen to all of our archives by subscribing for fun and for free to any of the podcasting platforms listed at take12radio.com on your internet dial. Until next time. This is the Monty Man, and I am wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting.